Well, I'm so glad you've tuned in to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're here in Dallas, Texas, but not just in Dallas, Texas. We're at Herb's House, which is an iconic coffee shop house here in Dallas, Texas. And Kent, so much great ministry has taken place here at Herb's House, including our men's Bible study.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. So great blessings have occurred here. Well, today we're looking at 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. And the title of this is Pleasing God. And I want to begin by reading this verse. I think it'll be a great encouragement and challenge to you. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, writes, "But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who examines our hearts." Kent, it's an adage that says, if you please God, it doesn't matter who you displease. Mm-hmm. And if you displease God, it doesn't matter who you please. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, Christian living is somewhat simple in that we must always live to please God. And if we live to please God, we will please others who are living to please God. We will find ourselves in opposition with those who really are not pleasing to God. But Paul tells the church at Thessalonica that as he came to them, he wasn't catering to them. He wasn't seeking their approval. He came to minister to them so as to please God and to be approved by God. Mm-hmm. And Ken, I think it's so easy in ministry at times to be caught up in numbers and the size of the ministry and external things. And we would always want our churches to be growing and to be spiritually healthy. But in order for that to happen, the priority must be that we please God in everything that we do. And so Paul writes, "But just as we have been approved by God," and this word approved really is the idea of of putting a metal into a furnace to test it, to see if the metal is genuine or if it's a false alloy. If it's a false alloy, it'll just melt and there'll be nothing left behind. If it's a genuine gold or silver, it will sustain the flame of the fire and show itself to be genuine and real. And so Paul says that in his ministry, he's been tested by God. Through adversity, through trials, through tribulation. And he's gone through the flame and the fires of difficulty, and he has been found to be approved by God. And so, Kent, even in all ministry, God puts his servants through times of testing to see if what we confess to believe, that we truly hang on to that and do believe it. And Paul says, we've been approved by God. And that's really ultimately all that matters, is that we have been approved by God. And he gives what he has been approved to. He says, to be entrusted with the gospel. And that indicates that the gospel is a stewardship that is entrusted to his servants, and that we must faithfully teach it and preach it. We must faithfully defend it against all attacks. And one day we will give an account at the judgment seat of Christ for this stewardship that has been entrusted to us in the gospel. And it also underscores the primacy of the gospel as well. And so he says, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God. Kent, I know as a preacher, sometimes you are influenced by faces, by countenances, by responses, what people say to you after you preach. I mean, that's just human nature. None of us really rise above that. We're not immune to that. And we need to be reminded here that our goal, our primary goal, is for our message and ministry to be pleasing to God. And it's not always going to be pleasing to men. And we must be willing to catch flack if necessary, or be the subject of criticism, if in our heart and soul we truly believe that what we have done and what we have taught and preached is right before God. And so Paul says, we speak not as pleasing men, but God. And he makes this very personal. He says, who examines our hearts. Mm. Wow. And it is God who audits our hearts and is keeping books and examines and inspects our hearts, because out of the heart flow the issues of life. Out of the heart really flows our ministry and flows our message. And so it's very challenging that Paul ends this verse with hearts, which really represents our motives, our ambitions, our thoughts, that everything that we do would be soli Deo Gloria, for the glory of God. And I think every day and every week we have to really keep short accounts with the Lord on this, because we all can allow ourselves to get into the mix of things, and I can. And so this is a great verse that really has a sharp edge to it that challenges me and really keeps bringing me back to that place where I need to be. I need to please God, knowing that God examines my heart. And as John Knox once said, God plus one still makes a majority. That if I can stand with God and God would stand with me, then that's really the strength of my ministry. So, Ken, I went a little bit longer on this one, but I still want us to talk about this.
Well, this is something that I think I could just paste it right here on my forehead. I mean, God who examines our hearts. I mean, so it's like going through an X-ray machine, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's nothing hidden from him.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to steal one of your phrases and say it back to you. Is it not we should live for an audience of one, play for an audience of one?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's really what it boils down to, isn't it?
It really is. And Hebrews 4, it just flashes into my mind that all things are open and laid bare before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Yeah. Verse 13 of Hebrews 4. I mean, that's really... I mean, the Lord is constantly sifting through our motives.
Through the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Convicting us.
By the Word of God. And we need to be very sensitive to that. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. So how else are you convicted by this, Kent?
Well, I'm convicted by just the fact is that I love to please people.
Sure.
I like people to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't like conflict.
Yeah.
And so I have a tendency, and maybe others listening, to not want to upset anybody.
Sure.
And please them.
Sure.
When maybe I go too far.
Yeah.
And not maybe please the Lord like I should. And the people part of it, because they're real. God's real, but there's the physical aspect of living with people all around us.
That's so true, Ken. I mean, I cannot say that I'm not immune to that as well. And there is a positive side of wanting to please men in the right way, as far as please your mother, please your father, please your wife. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there is a right sense, but there's also the negative sense that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where we really give up the high ground of seeking first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and lose sight of striving to please God by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so this is a good reminder to us, whether it's in our parenting.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be so easy just to avoid conflict with a child that needs to be disciplined. No, we need to be pleasing not to the child, but to God first and foremost. It could be that way at work and an employer. wanting to please those who work for him, but failing in one way or another, actually to be pleasing to God first and foremost.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're saying. What's convicting to me is I need to first have my relationship vertically right.
Yeah.
If that's right, then horizontally our relationships will be right. And sometimes I get that reversed. I want to please everybody here and the Lord. I'm not convicted where I'm not pleasing him as I should.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how this connects with you, but I know that it does connect with you because it connects with Kent and me. And in what way in your life do you need to be more consciously aware of pleasing God, not at the expense of pleasing men? And however that works out in your life, whatever that live nerve is, this devotion is really God's way of addressing this need in your life. And I trust that you'll be responsive to God's word here at this point, because you want to be approved by God. When you're tested in the fire, you want his affirmation and approbation that you've been found faithful to please him. Well, blessings to you in the Lord. And please join us for our next episode of Steadfast Hope.